little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today.
I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up. Today, my butterflies, we're going to learn a little bit about making thanks to Allah and making shukr to Allah. Thanking Allah for everything we have. Because when we thank Allah for everything He's given us, Allah will be happy with us and Allah will give us so much more. Today, I'm going to give you 12 points and I want you to try and remember them. And if you do, then for that, Allah will reward you. The first one is we can never count Allah's blessings. We have to be grateful to Allah that everything we have, like our wealth, our health, our status, our intelligence, our abilities, and just as our life. Allah even says in the Quran, it's then He who creates comparable to any that we cannot see. Will you not then take heed? For you should try and count Allah's blessings. You should never compute them. And this was in Surah An-Nahl. My butterflies, we must always remember, no matter how much we try, we can't count Allah's blessings. Can you try? The next one is that Shaitan's primary mission is to make human beings ungrateful. Did you know, butterflies, from the beginning of human creation, the issue of gratefulness and thankfulness to Allah was debated and fought for. Because Shaitan didn't want to bow down to Adam a.s., he made it a special mission that he is going to make us ungrateful. Because when we are ungrateful to human beings and when we are ungrateful to Allah, then Shaitan wins. And we don't want him to win now, do we? Of course not. That's why we always have to be thankful to Allah. The third point is that the opposite of shukr or gratitude is kufr or disbelief. Did you know, butterflies, Allah says in the Quran, then remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not reject me. Islam says that we have to make shukr and we have to stay away from kufr. If you remember these two things, then inshallah you will be successful. My butterflies, the next point is that we thank Allah for our own benefit. If we don't thank Allah, Allah won't be any less perfect or amazing or merciful. But if you are ungrateful, Allah is unaffected. But when you are grateful, you become a true believer. That's why our Prophet ﷺ always taught us to love Allah, because we will benefit from His grace. The next point is true worship means sincere thankfulness to Allah. That means that if we want to really worship Allah, we have to be sincerely thankful for everything He's given us, no matter how much or how little. The sixth one is that shukr leads to Allah's pleasure. Allah will always be happy with us if we are grateful. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam even said, Allah is pleased with His servant if when he eats something, he thanks Allah for it, and when he drinks something, he thanks Allah for it. The seventh point is that gratitude is a purpose of our creation. Allah put us here. He gave us our hearing, our sight, our intelligence, our affection. Why did He give us so much? Do you know, butterflies? It's only so that we can give thanks to Allah. The eighth point is that shukr is a quality of success in this life and the hereafter. It means that if we have shukr, and if we thank Allah, and if we remember Allah often, then we'll have a success in this world and in Jannah, inshallah. My butterflies, everything that happens to us, even those things that we feel are bad, are there for good things. Allah gives it to us as a test so that He can give us something better. And that brings us to our ninth point, being grateful and patient in times of difficulty. It's not good to only thank Allah when Allah gives us something we like. If there's something we don't like a calamity or disaster, we must always remember it's a blessing from Allah in disguise. The next point is Allah's mercy is for all, but still most people stay ungrateful. Allah shows and gives mercy to those, even those that aren't Muslim. But a good, true Muslim is one who's grateful all the time. My butterflies, did you know most people subconsciously thank Allah? Did you know that when you say thank God, you are thanking Allah even though you don't realize it? So rather say, Alhamdulillah, and praise Allah, and get a reward for it. And the last one is that shukr leads to abundance in Allah's favors. If you appreciate Allah's favors, He promises to increase the mercy for you. And Allah's gratitude is unlimited and unconditional. It's like if you do something for someone and they're so happy, they give you a hug and a kiss for it. You'd want to do more, wouldn't you? If you help mommy and daddy in the house and they give you hugs and kisses and lots of love, won't you want to do more for them? Now in the same way, Allah will give us so much more if we simply thank Him. So my butterflies, what are we waiting for? Thank Allah for all the blessings He's given us. And do you know how we can thank Allah? It's three ways. With our heart, by thinking of Allah and His creation, our tongue, by praising Allah and saying Alhamdulillah, and our limbs. But every time Allah gives us a blessing, we do something to make Him happy, and we do a good deed for humanity. So my butterflies, remember everything we've told you now. Thank Allah with your heart, your tongue, and your limbs, and do good deeds, and for that, Allah will reward you. For now, let's go for a quick break.
زهاني الحب تسبقنا إليها وزنور وردانا من مطلتيها يرفرف سعدنا في كل درب فيغتال لسان الضافي عليها زهاني الحب تسبقنا إليها وتنثور وردانا من مطلتيها يرفرف سعدنا في كل درب فيغتال لسان الضافي عليها
لأجلك يا ضحى رقصت
وأطالت زمانا وأمطرت الزهور وما لديها وغنت بالسرور هديل شوق لا اهتزت سربها يمشي إليها لها قلب كمثل الغيم يمشي على كل القلوب ليحتويها جميل ذكرها في كل نبض بأخلاق سامت منها وفيها فهنيهم لك فتقبليها تهاني الحب تسبقنا إليها وتدور وردانا من مقلتيها يرفرف سعدونا.
The lines are open. Remember to call in. Do you know the number? If not, it is 011-854-1548. Don't forget to ask for permission. Start dialing now. We're waiting to hear from you. Butterflies, let's take some callers. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who am I speaking to?
Adam.
Adam, where are you calling from?
Leslie.
Oh, mashallah. And tell me, my angel, how old are you?
8 years old.
Okay, who's your message for today?
For my daddy, my dada, my ummi, my abba, and for all my cousins and my nanny. And my sugar daddy, my mom.
And who else?
And for the whole Ummah and for you.
And Jama Mubarak to you too. Tell me, my darling, did you thank Allah today?
Yes.
You did. Alhamdulillah. What nasheed can we play for you?
Can you play for me the one that you were playing for when the break was on?
Okay, you want us to play it again for you? Okay, we're going to ask our engineer brother Usama to play for you, okay? Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. And who am I speaking to?
Zanira.
Zanira, how are you today?
Alhamdulillah.
That's good. Who's your message for?
For my mommy, my daddy, my sister, my daddy, my nani, my nana. And for my whole family and for the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for you.
And Jama Mubarak to you too. Tell me, my angel, did you thank Allah today?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, my butterflies are so good, mashallah. Tell me, my darling, who's your message for?
My mommy, my daddy, my abba, my daddy, my nana, my nani, my sister. For my whole family and for the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for you.
And what nasheed can we play for you?
One of the new ones of Maulana Imtiaz Sidat.
Alright, Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I think I asked her twice. Let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, I think we lost that caller. Let's go listen to those nasheeds.
سترته بشجيرة يقطين يا رب إنا مثله في كربة فارحم عبادا كلهم ذنوني يا من أمرت الحوت يلفظ يونسا وسترته بشجيرة يقطين
Right, my butterflies, let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who am I speaking to?
I'm speaking to Safiya.
Safiya, where are you calling from? Oh, mashallah. And how old are you?
I'm 9.
Mashallah. Tell me, my darling, did you thank Allah today?
Yes.
You did. Alhamdulillah. Okay, who's your message for?
Yes?
Who's your message for?
My nana, my nanny, and my dada, and my daddy.
And who else?
And
to me also, and Jama Mubarak to you. And what nasheed is your favorite?
Hmm?
What nasheed is your favorite?
My nasheed is Barati Nisai.
Alright, Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum. Right, butterflies. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. And who am I speaking to?
Fatima Qasim.
And Fatima, tell me, how old are you?
8.
MashaAllah. Did you thank Allah today?
Yes.
Oh, you're such a good girl. Alhamdulillah. Okay, who's your message for?
My nanny, my nana, and my mommy, and my daddy, and my aunties, and my uncles.
And who else?
And you.
And Jama Mubarak to you also. And what nasheed is your favorite? All right, Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Father Osama, do we have another caller? Another one, let's take it now. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
And who am I speaking to?
Unaisa Dina.
Unaisa, how old are you, my darling?
8.
MashaAllah, did you thank Allah today?
Yes.
You did, MashaAllah. And tell me, who's your message for?
For my mommy, my daddy, my brothers, my sister, and my daddy, and my nana, my dada, my cousins, and for you, and for the whole Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
And Jama Mubarak to you. And what nasheed is your favorite?
Power telephone.
Okay, we're going to definitely play it for you, okay?
Yes.
Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
And what's your name?
My name is Kesham.
And where are you calling from, my darling?
Palakpani.
Okay, mashallah. And how old are you?
6.
6 years old. Okay. And did you thank Allah today?
Yes.
You did, mashallah. And to those little butterflies who didn't thank Allah, quickly say Alhamdulillah and thank you Allah for everything you've given me. Can you say that for me? Say Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And thank you Allah for everything you've given me.
And thank you Allah for giving me everything.
Aw, you're so cute. Who's your message for today?
For my sister, my mommy, and my daddy, and all my cousin, and my auntie, and my uncle.
And Jama Mubarak to you, my angel. And tell me, what nasheed is your favorite?
All the letters.
All the nisms. Okay, I'm going to ask our engineer brother Osama to play something for you, okay?
Okay, it's Labaik Allah.
Labaik Allah, all right. Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum. Right, butterflies, let's take our last caller for today. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Zainab Qasim.
Zainab, where are you calling from?
From Grand South.
Okay, mashallah. And tell me, my darling, who's your message for today?
To my nanny, my nana, and my sister, and my brother, and my ummi, and my abba, and for the old ummah.
And Jama Mubarak to you. And did you thank Allah today?
Yes.
Mashallah. Okay, what nasheed is your favorite?
Blue bubble gum.
Okay, Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
My butterflies, let's go listen to those nasheeds.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daima.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilaliqwa ma'assalam.
پھر سے بتا دے بن قاسم تو کب آئے گا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ سسک کر عافیہ بہنا کہتی ہے نہیں مجھ کو جینا سسک کر عافیہ بہنا کہتی ہے نہیں مجھ کو جینا دیر نہ کر تلوار اٹھا لے بن قاسم تو کب آئے گا
زهاني الحب تسبقنا إليها وزنثور وردان من مخلتيها يرفرف سعدون في كل درب فيغتال السلطة في عليها زهاني الحب تسبقنا إليها وزنثور وردان من مخلتيها يرفرف سعدون في كل درب فيغتال السلطة في عليها
لأجلك يا ضحى رقصت سمانا وأمطرت الزهور وما لديها وغنت بالسرور هديل شوق لا هسى الزربا يمشي إليها
لها قلب كهف للغيب يمشي على كل القلوب ليحتوي أخلاق سمت منها وفيها
عطور الحب جاءت من عابر وإسرائيل وسرى تبركوها وعائش والروان أتوا بحب تهانيهم لك فتقبليها
تهاني الحب تسبقنا إليها وتدور وردانا من مقلتيها يرفرف سعدنا في كل درب فيغتيل السال الضافي عليها تهاني الحب تسبقنا إليها وتدور وردانا من مقلتيها يرفرف سعدنا في كل درب فيغتيل السال الضافي عليها.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.